Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
See, God spoke to me years ago when our kids were small. I was always the type, I've always been this press, compete, get there, win personality. I hate to lose. Still do. Very competitive. In my mind, I'm still 18. My body won't let me compete like that, but it tries. But I would do anything. If I was going to do anything, it was get there. And so, you know, the kids would just, we would go on vacation. And vacation didn't start when I left the church office. It didn't start when I got home. It started when I got to the destination. If it's a 12-hour drive, I went home, pack the bags, get them in the car, get in the back seat. And we'll stop in about 5 hours when I need gas. Hallelujah. And the kids go, Mommy, please tell Daddy, we're starving back here. We got to go to potty. Hold it. We got another hour. I got a quarter of a tank. But whenever we came here to pastor the church, God spoke to me one time. He said, you should start your vacation the moment you walk away from the office. You should go home and enjoy the packing of the bags. You're not to enjoy the kids fussing at each other because they want this side and that side. Because you're not going to have that all your life. You're not to enjoy trying to cram everything in the back of the trunk that you know you aren't going to need. But you're taking anyway. And he said, you ought to go ahead and plan some extra spots where you can get an ice cream and you can pull over and look at the scenery and you can do that. And he said, then instead of having 5 days out of seven, one travel back, he said, you get 7 days. And then he spoke to me this. He said, son, in your ministry, don't race and run so hard to build the church to a certain size that you don't enjoy every time you preach, every time you get with somebody, every time you get to pray. Every day, enjoy the trip as much as the end. He said, that way you'll enjoy it all and not just the successes. And I've learned to do that. And that's what Paul is writing to us here. You aren't going to win every race in one day. You're not going to win every faith battle with one confession. You're not going to get a breakthrough every time with one prayer. There are times you're going to have to pray, and once you've stood and taken your stand, you're going to have to stand there for. And it's your attitude of how you're going to stand during the race that's going to determine a lot on how you finish your race. Yeah. I would hate to think that 30-some years later, I was still waiting on a celebration. Amen? No, I've celebrated every day. Has it been easy? Not always. Has it been fun all the time? Not always. Has it been struggles at times? Absolutely. Has there been times you wanted to quit? Absolutely. Have there been times you've had to go ahead and stir yourself back up and get back in your lane and decide to take off again? Absolutely. I've dropped the baton. I've tripped and fallen. I've gotten back up. I've got cinders, you know, on my back. You know, I ran when there were cinder tracks. But I've got places where I fell on the track and had to get back up because somebody tripped me. Amen? Anybody know what I'm talking about? But it's not how many battles you go through to get to your finish line. It's how you handle those things. It's how you keep your eyes on Jesus. It's how you, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to get frustrated. I'm not going to wait till I'm healed to celebrate my healing with Jesus. I'm not going to wait till I got money in my pocket to celebrate that God supplies all my need. I'm going to praise God all the way through it. Folks, I want to tell you what, Bonnie and I, we've started works and done things. And I can remember when we started one work up, the one up in Charleston, we got started up there. We always left our doors unlocked in the parking lot of the building we were renting. Why? Because we didn't have any groceries at home, and we were believing God that if somebody wanted to put groceries, they would not be hindered by a locked door. Weren't you concerned somebody break in your car? No, I was concerned somebody wouldn't break in my car. I wanted them to break in and put some bread and milk in there. Hallelujah. You think I'm kidding? No. You know what? But we look back and we rejoice at those days because we were celebrating using our faith and believing God. I've gone through some physical battles that I've never told anybody about. And I've gone through them and taken me several weeks, sometimes a couple months. It's taken me some time to get the symptoms to leave. I've come in here before. In fact, I preached at some meetings and I was probably the one in more pain than anybody I prayed for in the line. But you know what I did? I was celebrating Jesus all the way through that, speaking my faith, practicing what I preached, and my healings came. But you know what? I was enjoying my walk with Christ even though I was dealing with symptoms in my body. Now, have you run it all right and all perfect? Absolutely not. But I'll tell you what I have done. I made sure that I stayed in the race. And I corrected, and whenever my flesh started to get the best of me, I started bringing it back under and buffeting it and exerting some self-control and saying, no, you're not going to act like that. And I began to trust God. And I did what John chapter 7, put that up on the screen in the Amplified. You need to read this. Here's what you need to do. Praise God. Now on the final and the most important day of the feast, Jesus stood and he cried out with a loud voice, if any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. You see, when you run this race, folks, there are times you're going to get thirsty. There are going to be times, you think, well, maybe if I could just have more prayer, if I could just have somebody if I could just get another Bible, if I could just do this. No. You don't need another message. You don't need more prayer. You're thirsty. So what am I going to do? I'm going to come to Jesus. Now look what he says. Let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me, who cleaves to and trusts in and relies on me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow continuously springs of rivers of living water. But he was speaking here of the Spirit. You know what Jesus was saying? He's saying there are times that you just need to come to my presence. You're tired, you're wearied, you're frustrated. The enemy's been attacking, your flesh has been trying to tell you. You're hearing all these bad reports. He says, that's the time you just need to come and get in my presence and drink until you get refreshed, until you get refocused, until you get back into that race and you start enjoying yourself again. Hallelujah. Until you begin to stir yourself. You begin to see yourself winning again. Praise God. See, I want to ask you a question right now. Do you see yourself winning? See, if you don't, you're probably thirsty. If you don't see yourself winning, it's because you've probably used up a lot of the anointing that's in you, and you just need to get a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit's the one that's going to show you that you're going to win. He's your strength. He's the one that's going to guide you into the truth. He's the one that's going to witness to your spirit. He's the one that's going to comfort you and counsel you and help you and strengthen you and get you to the finish line, praise God. So what are you believing God for? What are you running for tonight? What's your race? What is it that you're setting your faith for? What is your Mark 11:24? Whatsoever things you desire. What are you desiring from God right now? That's your race. Now, are you just running, or are you running to win? Are you just going to church hoping something happens, or have you got a plan and a purpose? Are you just doing it when you feel like doing it, or are you passionate about using your faith? Are you praying with purpose? Are you fighting with fight and believing God? And are you using some self-control? Meaning what? Going ahead and doing it when you don't feel like it. And standing your ground when everything around you says just quit and give up. And if you find yourself getting a little tired, a little wearied, you know what you need to do? You need to come to Jesus right now and say, Lord, I want a drink. I want the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I want to get so full that it flows out of me. Somebody says, how do I know if I'm filled and full? Well, the only thing I can tell you is this. Jesus said, come and drink until out of your belly flows rivers of living water. And Acts 2:4 says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them the utterance. In other words, something good is going to begin to flow out of you. Amen? Your mouth is going to hook up with the Holy Ghost, and you're going to begin to speak the things of God. In fact, in Ephesians chapter 5, he says over there that you're not to be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit, in verse 18. Then he goes on and he says this, that he says, being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing, and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks unto God and the Father and all things, and in submitting yourself to one another, the fear of God. So he goes along and he says this. He says, when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it'll affect what you speak, it'll affect what you sing, it'll affect how your attitude is, it'll affect how you submit to God. So I want to ask you something. What are you talking? What are you singing? What's your attitude? And are you committed to doing it God's way? Because if you're not, your flesh could be pulling you off in the wrong direction. Amen? How do I get back in the right direction? Come and drink until those things begin to line up back up with God. Well, I feel so bad about it. Quit feeling and just get filled. Amen? Amen? Well, I messed up. You can either stay over there messed up or you can get back in the race and get filled up. Amen? See, this is what you got to get a hold of, folks. I'm in this to win the race and get what God said I can have. And you know what's so great about it? You know, back when I was a kid, you go into an arcade, you put your quarter in, and you got three plays. If you want Miss Pac-Man or Mr. Pac-Man or all this stuff, you know what? Once they ate you a couple of times, your quarter's done. Remember those? Anybody old enough know what I'm talking about? But you know what they did? They got rid of the quarter for three plays for a quarter, and they came out with games. And you know what these games are? These games are grace games. What do you mean, grace games? Miss Pac-Man can eat you 100 times. All you have to do is hit reset. You don't have to start another game. You just hit reset and reset and reset and reset and reset and reset. And after a while, you get so good, you don't have to hit reset so much. Hallelujah. That's grace. That's God's grace. Amen. He realized under the law, we were losing after three times. And it was costing us all of our money. So God just changed the system and put grace in there and said, I'll tell you what, just keep trying, keep trying, keep trying. Yeah, they're going to get you every now and then. But if you'll keep trying, you'll finally get there. Praise God. And God just says, hit the reset button. How many tonight you need to let God help you to set the reset button? Get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get your eyes back on that finish line. Get back up there and start running with purpose to get what God said you can have.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.